Alyssa in the Morning spends a few minutes with U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal. Now on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
Senator Blumenthal, probably no real surprise to you that we're going to talk about what's been happening on college campuses. And I don't even mean in just the last 2 weeks, although that's really what the nation's been focused on, is the eruption of protests and things getting out of hand. But this has really been an issue since the fall, after the initial attack on Israel in October. And so I wanted to talk about this because we've sort of touched on it a little bit, but now we're in a place where things really seem to be getting out of hand. So thank you for being here to talk about this morning.
Thank you for having me.
So, I mean, I don't even know where to start with it, to be honest. I sort of want to bluntly say it feels like we're not really hearing from a lot of our political leaders, I mean, starting at the top, about what we're seeing happening on college campuses. And I know people are calling for the president to say something. I know people are calling for just, you know, most of these leaders to say something. But what's interesting is it shouldn't have even had to get to this point where buildings are being destroyed, police are arresting thousands of students across the country. I mean, there were Jewish students coming into Washington in November testifying that there was hate speech towards them on social media, getting threatening notes, graffiti on campus, just to name a few things. And I feel like now we're at this point where it's completely erupted. Where do you stand on this? And why do you think the president hasn't said anything really publicly about this?
Melissa, I think it's important to decide where to begin. As you said very aptly, and the place that I have started in my reaction or analysis is really the Middle East, where I hope we are nearing a peace, or at least a road to some kind of peaceful resolution. Israel obviously has a right to defend itself, and it is doing so there. It should be doing it with the least possible casualties, equally important, much more humanitarian relief, and hopefully a release of the hostages through a truce or pause or ceasefire. And I've been focusing on trying to support and promote that process. On campus, I've been deeply troubled by the reports and the calls, emails that I received from students about harassment. They've been constant and increasing, and they are deeply troubling to me. University should not be a place where there is intimidation or harassment. And so the third point really is that we have a long-established tradition. Indeed, it's embodied in the First Amendment that people have a right of peaceful protest, but crossing the line to physical intimidation and even violence or the threat of violence is intolerable because it interferes with other people's rights, First Amendment rights, privacy rights, and free expression by them. And that is the reason that the First Amendment legal jurisprudence, and I'm a lawyer, so I'm talking a little bit like a lawyer, forgive me, says that when people want to protest, they have to apply for a permit. There are time, place, and manner regulations that can be imposed. For example, if somebody wants to protest in downtown Bridgeport, there are places maybe where the police will give them a permit to do it. Now, that's not to say they can be shut down completely, but if they interfere with others' rights, the city or state can take action. And I think the reason that some people have been reluctant to talk about what's happening on campuses is that they want to overly politicize it. We have responsible college and university administrators in Connecticut, and I think that they are taking action to protect everyone's rights.
I mean, I get that. But Senator Blumenthal, when you look at what's happening at UCLA, Fordham, Columbia. Like, it's just, it's okay for buildings to be destroyed. It's okay for Jewish students to be told they should go home because they're not safe. It's okay for Jewish teachers to be told they can't have access to campus because they're afraid. I mean, when you think, you're a father, I'm a parent. If I send my kid, as a partially Jewish woman, if I send my kid to college and I'm spending 50, 60, whatever amount of ridiculous money to send him to school, and I get a notice that my kid should come home because it's not safe for him to be there because people are exercising their free rights, that's garbage. I mean, and when you listen to the chants that are being said, when you look at the signage that is being put out there, it's pure hate. It is calling for more violence. It's calling for Israel to be destroyed. I don't understand how we can't at least say, listen, if you're going to be peaceful, that's one thing. But what we are seeing is completely intolerable. It is completely unacceptable. And I just don't know why we can't all agree that these are not peaceful protests. That's not what's happening.
Melissa, that's more or less what I was saying, but in different language. And the point that you're making, I think, is that interference with other people's rights, whether it's through hate speech or physical intimidation or actual violence or destruction of property or preventing students from going to classes, for example, that's the purpose of a university or college. All of it merits action by the university. Some have been too slow, and some have been too weak in reaction. And in some sense, they have then had to do even more aggressive action. But the ones that have been successful, I think, have set down a policy from the start about what's permissible and what's not. And interference with other people's rights is not permissible. Physical violence is not permissible. Destruction, intimidation, and the kinds of threats that we see are not the protests that have been done before, whether it's in the civil rights movement or in other kinds of anti-government protests.
So to reiterate where you said this shouldn't be politicized, then why can't the president say this can't be happening the way it's happening? Why can't he say something? I mean, it's pretty disheartening when the leader of our country can't stand up and say no Jewish student should feel like they're unsafe. No family should feel like they are being targeted because of their religious beliefs. I mean, nothing. He has said nothing.
Well, I don't know what he said and what he hasn't said or what he may say in the future and what university presidents or administrators have asked him to say or not say in the anticipation that whatever he says might just inflame the situation further. So I think it's a choice that he has to face. I've had no communication with the White House about it, so I'm not aware of what his thinking may be. I can only tell you that I have responded to the kinds of reports I've received, many of them from students themselves, saying they've been harassed or intimidated by saying that kind of conduct has to stop.
Yeah, I will say, Senator Blumenthal, you've spoken up about it. Your colleague Chris Murphy has made mention about it publicly. I have not really heard much from anybody else from Connecticut. I believe Miguel Cardona, who was formerly in charge of our education system here in Connecticut, he has said something. You know, so you're hearing rumblings. But what I find interesting, and I'm apolitical. I am not registered as a Democrat or a Republican. I do not lean one way or the other. And especially as a news reporter, I try to stay middle of the line as much as I can. But I find it very interesting that when a very far to me, in some ways, some extremists, not all, but some, when you had a full group of people storm the Capitol because they weren't happy with the results of the presidential election back in January of 2021. When that happened, you couldn't find anyone who wouldn't speak out about what happened in Washington, D.C. Understandably so. People's lives were at risk. It is so interesting to me, though, that the complete opposite is happening now, where I do believe, and I think most people, regardless of their political affiliation, agree, people's lives are at risk. I mean, there are Connecticut residents, Senator, who are not going to go into New York City right now because they don't want to be anywhere near Columbia University or NYU or any of these other schools. There are parents who are debating, should I even send my kid to an Ivy League school, even though they worked really hard to go there? Should I even bother sending my kid? I mean, and there are currently, as you said, kids on campus who have been saying for months they don't feel safe coming out of their dorm rooms. They don't feel safe being at their colleges. That's insane to me that we were very quick to obviously speak on what happened on January 6th, but we are really not hearing that same response, that same energy for what we're seeing erupting around the nation. It's wild to me, to put it bluntly.
You know, Melissa, I hesitate to make comparisons here because what happened on January 6th was an attempt to interfere with the lawful transition, the peaceful establishment of a new government in the United States of America. It was, in fact, characterized, I think, properly as an insurrection, an attempt to overthrow the vote counting, the electoral vote counting
right
in Congress. I think its objective was different. The attacks on police perhaps made it different. There were other features of it, but what's common is the use of violence and intimidation and harassment. And I hope that we will not see the kinds of injuries to police and other officials that we saw on January 6th. As you know, some were very severely injured. There were a number of deaths among the police officers. And that is the reason that the National Guard had to be called out, among other reasons.
I mean, but that's
so,
also a call we're seeing right now.
I think you're right
now
in the general point that you're making, that physical violence, intimidation, harassment, threats that interfere with other people's rights are unacceptable legally and perhaps morally.
I mean, and that's the thing, Senator, is that was one day. Not that I'm saying it should have happened more than a day, but yeah, in a day, you know, there were lives taken. We're looking at weeks on end where police, their lives absolutely are at risk. I mean, there are bottles being thrown, windows being broken, people driving into other people's cars. I mean, it is complete lunacy, to be honest. It's far from peaceful. It's far from getting a peaceful message out there. And I think
One question, Melissa, to ask is why some campuses have been spared this kind of violence and others haven't been. You know, there are campuses around Connecticut that have seen no violent or other kinds of similar protests. And I hesitate to name them because I don't want to, you know, focus on any one of them, but it hasn't been universal.
Correct. Yale hasn't gotten out of, I'll say it, Yale hasn't gotten out of control, no question, but there are kids who have reported that they don't feel comfortable at Yale. I mean, there are, you know, I know it's happening. It was trying to happen at UConn. UConn shut that down right away. But Yale, you know, certainly has still made an impact. I mean, enough that the president was called to now testify later this month. So, you know, maybe not to the extreme like you're saying at Columbia or Fordham or UCLA, no question. But, you know, Yale certainly hasn't been perfect either, it seems. Doesn't seem like that.
And any campus where there is harassment, any campus where there's anti-Semitism or Islamophobia or white supremacy should be dealing with it. Any campus that has hate speech, whether or not there are protests of the kind that have gotten your attention and many others. And I understand, you know, from the way you're talking about your passion and your feelings of revulsion shared by a lot of people, but we ought to concentrate on the kinds of hatred, bias, bigotry, whether it's embodied in protests or not, because you're absolutely right. Even before these protests, there were problems on campuses after October 7th. And I spoke about those problems.
I know you have, and you have on this show too. Yes,
exactly.
But I wish our president could do that. I wish the leader of our country could set that precedent, could say exactly what you just said, and I don't know why he can't. I really don't.
I will take that message and try to get through with it because I'm hearing it from others.
Well, I appreciate it. And Senator Blumenthal, thank you for the time this morning. I appreciate you having this conversation. We will talk again in a couple weeks.
We will. And thank you for having me this morning. And thanks for your thoughtful approach to this topic. Really appreciate it. Take
care. Thank you. Senator Richard Blumenthal.